I want to just talk about your technique because I think it's very exciting when there's a new literary event. And I would say what you do is that. I mean, you're a, what is the word you use, a curatologist or a curatology or?
Curatorial journalist.
I can't get that. But I get close. And what you really do is put out a long, long Twitter feed. I've read it. And it's interesting because it's like watching someone write a book in real time. You don't mind if people see that you make mistakes, you erase stuff, you amend stuff, you edit stuff. So is this like the new version of what we went through in maybe the 70s when there was the new journalism, when they were mixing fact and fiction? You think this is as big a change?
Well, I think it's definitely new. We're in the digital age now, and what we find is not that there isn't enough quality journalism, but that there's actually so much of it that a lot of it falls through the cracks. It gets published, read once, and then forgotten. So what a curatorial journalist does is they look back decades across media that's being published across different continents, and they see stories that are lost and how they connect with one another and how they might be important now but weren't realized as important as at the time.
You connect the dots.
Exactly.
You're the guy at the evidence wall.
Essentially, yeah.
With the red tape.